This is certainly a happy occasion tonight. When Bill Itell invited me to attend, I was of course reminded of the days in 1925 when I worked John Reinhart's at WNP on the Bowden. I was able last week to find my old logbooks and my message file, and I had a lot of fun reading through all the traffic John handled with me from Greenland at that time. I remember John's signal, which I copied all one summer. He had a self-excited Reinhardt's kilowatt. Master oscillator circuits were almost unknown in those days, and of course WNP's signal slid back and forth several kilocycles with every roll of the ship. Long hours of copying this signal affected me permanently. To this day, I have to sweep the receiver dial back and forth continuously while I copy CW. I can't copy it any other way. I've always given John credit for discovering the worldwide communication capability of high frequencies. It was my privilege as a high school kid to listen to John, and Ed Willis is here tonight, on the day they first spanned the continent on 20 meters. This was the first contact on short waves at a distance exceeding a few hundred miles on that frequency, really high frequency. And the first real proof that high frequency skip transmission was practical. It was a discovery of two amateurs working on their own without a multi-million dollar government R&D contract. and it has had a tremendous impact on the communication field, as you all know. You may not know, however, although General Griswold has just given you some of the particulars, that an analysis of the WNP contacts in 1925 served some 30 years later as a model for SAC's high-frequency communication system, which now provides vital contact with SAC aircraft across the polar areas.